Phone Boy Speaks, episode 575, Coffee in the Civil War.
I had no idea that the coffee had figured into the Civil War at all. And I think of coffee as something that's relatively modern, but I guess it probably goes back a ways. I mean, you know, certainly coffee beans don't really grow in the United States. They at least not in the continental United States. They grow coffee in Hawaii, but that was, they grow it in, different climates. And so as coffee got shipped around, I'm sure it's made its way to America. But during the Civil War, it apparently was something that was used quite a bit. The Union soldiers apparently a lot of it, and drank it with every meal before going into battle and after they came back from battle and such. It was something that they had, and the Confederate Army did not necessarily have that much access to coffee, and so for them it was a rare treat. Now, I would not say that coffee in any way was the thing that caused the South to fall in the Civil War, but it's interesting, I think it's a marker kind of that shows its example of something that North had that was, they had more resources and they were able to get coffee, whereas the South was kind of starved for resources, not just coffee. That was just, one of several. But, this idea that, there's a lot of people, that drink coffee, and it seems like, the popularization of Starbucks and chain coffee joints, and the fact that a lot of places sell, even McDonald's now sells the frou-frou coffee drinks and stuff. So, Americans, I joke that Starbucks sells caffeinated beverages, not necessarily coffee, but I'm sure coffee connoisseurs might agree with that, which is fine. But the idea is that yes, coffee has certainly been around for a long time, and it's people drinking it certainly goes back, to the Civil War and well before that, I'm sure. But it's interesting that this was probably, an earlier document showing that, people really liked coffee. And I guess if you're in one of these, if you're having to go, having a stimulant, which, if you drink enough coffee, certainly it is, that's something that definitely happened here. So I guess at the end of the day, don't feel bad if you like to drink coffee, because it's a time-honored tradition. It certainly goes back to, at the very least, the Civil War, if not certainly farther back than that, I'm sure. So, drink up, I guess. I'll certainly be doing that here myself as this podcast comes out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.